From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Nantucket Film Festival, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Hello, everybody! Yay! We have a great show for you. I'm not going to lie. We have four amazing contestants. They are waiting backstage, listing all the radio-friendly words that rhyme with Nantucket. And they're going to be up here playing our nerdy games, and one will be our big winner. This is very exciting for me to be back in Nantucket. How do you like it, Cecil?
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's beyond gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm from the South, so all this like delightful New England charm, it works like magic on me. Like, I was taking pictures of trees and just cobblestone streets all night long.
That is so, like, now you're in the city. We took a photo of a tree?
Yeah. Look at this garbage can. it's older than our country.
I know, and I've been here a few years. There are some things that are still the same. I mean, they haven't paved Main Street yet, but that's going to happen one of these days. Maybe next year you'll get Wi-Fi. Fingers crossed. I call the Wi-Fi here on the island Amtrak Wi-Fi. It shows you that no Wi-Fi is better than some Wi-Fi. No, I love it. We have, actually, this show is loaded up. We have two special guests. Steve Young, who is a comedy writer, is going to be joining us on stage. His documentary is called Bathtubs Over Broadway, and he's going to be talking to us about the weird and wonderful world of industrial musicals. And we have Francois Clemens, who you also probably know as Officer Clemens. From the documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? It is I think, a very rare documentary because at the end of it, you actually feel better about the world. Doesn't happen that much. I grew up in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, and it's so interesting just thinking, we all do this, we all talk about our childhood and what has changed. I do with my friends all the time. We get together and we do this, we're like, back when we were kids, you know, there was no hand sanitizer, there was no organic food, our parents never told us they loved us, and then... And then we always cap it by turning to each other and going, and look at us, we're fine. Right? And here's my question. Are we? Are we fine? Because I just was invited to someone's 40th birthday party to drink whiskey and color in adult coloring books. Yeah. I don't think that's fine. I think that's a cry for help. Yeah. All right, let's play some silly games, everybody. Let's meet our contestants and play some games. Our first game is inspired by movie trailers. My favorite part of watching movie trailers in the theater is that after each trailer, everyone votes, like thumbs up or thumbs down, how they think the film is going to go. I remember watching the trailer for Britney Spears' Crossroads, and I heard a guy in the back of the theater just go, "Nope!" So let's meet our contestants. First up, Dean Chow. You're a student at University of Illinois. Hello.
Hi, excited to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Peter DeMoro. You're an instructional coach for science and math teachers. Hello.
Hello, so happy to be here.
So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. All right, Dean and Peter, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Our first game is inspired by movie trailers, specifically something you actually don't hear so much anymore. It's that deep voice saying,
"In a world."
So in this game, Cecil and I will narrate trailers, not for movies, but for other things that begin with the word world.
So if we said, imagine a baseball sports championship that claims to be international, but only as teams representing America and Canada, you would answer, in a World Series.
Here we go. The United States of America, a superpower. Except when it comes to the most popular sport in the world, soccer. The U.S. doesn't qualify for the 2018 FIFA tournament, and somebody has to pay. Peter.
In a World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to your favorite website, it knows you're using an ad blocker, and it is not amused. It's www.thrills. Dean.
In a World Wide Web?
That is correct.
A massively multiplayer online game brings two people together. Can an elf druid and a gnome warrior fall in love? Peter.
In a World of Warcraft.
That is correct. Do you play that game?
I don't.
No, but you still knew?
Yeah, I just knew about it.
You just knew about it? What do you think? Can an elf druid and a gnome warrior fall in love?
I say love is love.
Yeah, I agree. Great.
Sure.
Cecil, can they fall in love?
I mean, they're having to overcome some extreme height differences, but absolutely.
They were born to shimmy, destined to pop and lock. Can Judge and executive producer Jennifer Lopez save the American dream on NBC? Peter.
In a World of Dance.
Yes! This is your last clue. Some men wrestle with emotions, and some men just wrestle. Seth Rollins stars. Peter.
In a World Wrestling Federation?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. We were looking for World Wrestling Entertainment, but we also accept its old name, World Wrestling Federation. I assume that's when you stop watching. When
yes.
It was still a federation. Okay, so both of you did amazing in that game. Very close, but Peter, you won that game and you're one step closer to our final round.